Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Denver Broncos victorious last night over the Las Vegas Raiders 10-7. That's right, I didn't stutter. 10-7. Final score. Nick Benito was quoted as saying, if you want to win the West, you got to go through Kansas City. Damn right.
Yeah, you do.
I am not afraid of that Denver Broncos team.
Not at all. I'm not afraid of the Chargers team either. I'm more afraid of us than I am of anybody else, quite honestly, right?
Just stay out of your own way.
Yeah, that's been their biggest issue all season long. And, you know, in every one of these losses, it's kind of getting in their own way and, you know, making things harder for themselves. And so you've got the rest of the season right now to go in with, what, 8 games remaining or whatever it is. And you've got to go out there with really no room for error and beat these teams. And I'm looking at a Denver Bronco team last night. I'm going, how is this team in first place? How are we losing to these people right now? Like, it's ridiculous to me.
Yeah, haven't played Denver yet, so we'll get to see that test again next week. Again, going into that game, the Chiefs are 3-point favorites as of right now.
Yep.
Obviously, no game for the Chiefs. Massive bye week this week. I thought Serta was pretty on point yesterday when he said this is the most important bye week of Andy Reid's tenure with Patrick Mahomes. I couldn't agree more with that statement because of where you are in the standings, what your record is, and what people say is you are what your record is,
right,
which is 5-4, third place in the AFC West. But again, we'll dive into that a little bit more about what can happen during the bye week that can be very successful for the Kansas City Chiefs. I thought this was interesting earlier this week because Bomani Jones, a lot of you know who that is,
mm-hmm.
You know, kind of always stays unbiased towards like sports teams. Obviously, has his, you know, ways of delivering his sort of narrative, but I thought it was interesting when he says the Chiefs are going to win the AFC as far as I'm concerned. Once I realized them playing a regular season game against Buffalo doesn't matter, it really was like, why am I even here?
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting because I had a lot of people text me after the game and say, I don't know, man, this team just looks lost. This team looks weird. I'm like, for the love of God, they lose this game every year.
Mm-hmm.
They lost it by 7 points, right? 28-21. And the defense only allowed 7 points in the second half. And again, I said this week, I think Monday or Tuesday, that was the instance of Andy Reid had a bad game and Patrick Mahomes had a bad game. That doesn't happen very often. We've seen what the Buffalo Bills tried to do. We watched that game last night, and I mean, I am cool, calm, and collected. The sky is not falling. I know that the Chiefs are 5-4. This is probably the worst they've record-wise they've looked under Andy Reid going into week 10, into a bye week. But again, everybody else seems to have the same common theme here. And I know that it sounds like we're being biased or we're being homers, but this is everybody outside of this local media saying, hey, I know they lost to the Bills, but don't they lose that game every time to the Bills in the regular season? Also, look at the rest of the division. What sticks out? And this, again, last night, the Denver Broncos are 8-2. They lead the AFC West. And this is why, yeah, this whole week I have said, the separation between 1-8 in the standings in the AFC is it's not very large. There's not really a huge gap to where you're like, man, Denver's 8-2. I worry about that team. I think when you watch that Denver 8-2 team, you think to yourself, this might be the most mid to meh 8-2 team in the league,
yeah,
right now.
I think you're right about that. I don't think there's really anybody going to debate you about the Broncos being a mid to meh type of football team because that's what they are. They haven't really shown anything good. They haven't shown that they're one of the premier teams in the league other than finding ways to win games. And, you know, ultimately that's what matters when it comes down to it is, you know, winning those football games. But I think for the Chiefs and for the fans that were upset about the Buffalo loss, and look, I was upset about the Buffalo loss too. I didn't want to lose that game because you already put yourself in position where you didn't have much room for error, you know, going forward because you lost those first two games of the year and then that Jacksonville game. Had they not lost that Jacksonville game, you know, people would be sitting here probably thinking a little bit different about the Chiefs and where they are. If they would have lost to Buffalo and they won the Jacksonville game, you're still sitting at 6-3. Basically, you know, going into, you know, into the bye week. And so I think everybody would be feeling much better about themselves than sitting here at 5-4 going into that bye week. So I think that Jacksonville game, as we've kind of talked about, is the one that we're going to keep going back to and saying, man, if we didn't lose that one, it's not going to be the Buffalo one, because you're right. We lose the Buffalo game every single year in the regular season and then come back in the postseason and take care of business. I think why that one stuck into everybody's craw a little bit more, though, was because of that Jacksonville loss. And that's going to be the one I still think for the rest of the year, Dusty, however this thing plays out, that's the game we're going to be pointing back to and looking at and saying, man, if we just had something different happen in that game, like if the Chiefs end up losing and not getting in the, you know, winning the division this year and it end up being by a game, you go back to that Jacksonville game and go, man, we should have had that game. We really should have had that game against Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. And then the Buffalo game wouldn't have mattered. But you are what you are and you're here and you're in this spot right now. And everybody keeps saying that the Chiefs are the best team in the AFC West because everybody believes that they are. When you look at it from top to bottom on this roster, head coach, quarterback, everything involved, mm-hmm. when you look at those things and you talk about them, yes, the Chiefs are the best team in the AFC West, but they have to go out there and start playing like the best team in the AFC West. They can't continue to go out there and play like the third best team in the AFC West. They have to go out and play like the best team in the AFC West, and they've got 8 games left to do that now.
Yeah, you, like we said, was start this, you know, segment, just stay out of your own way. Just stop doing what you did against Jacksonville. Win those games, because I think the other thing you looked at too is that you saw the fact that the next 4 games were Buffalo, Broncos, Colts, Dallas. Right. And out of those 4 games, you want to go 3-1. Mm-hmm. And you think to yourself, okay, if you were going to lose one, it's the Buffalo game, maybe.
Right.
You don't want it to be the Denver game. You don't want it to be the Colts game because of the advantage in the standings. I know the Bills are still in the AFC as well.
Right.
But standings in the AFC West, Colts, I don't know if the one seed's on the table right now for the Chiefs. Maybe. We'll see how the rest of the season plays out, but that would give you the significant advantage in that Colts game. And then you look at the Bills and you think to yourself, okay, if you have to play a team on the road, is it going to be Buffalo in the AFC Championship game, which is par for the course every single season?
Right.
This also comes from Get Up on ESPN, coming from the Chiefs. I think they're going to be fine. This is Dan Graziano. Okay, I need to work on my Italian. I think they're going to be fine. There are things I worry about in life. The Chiefs are not among them. Having Josh Simmons back will help them reset a lot of things. I think the Chiefs are just fine.
Yeah.
Again, that's ESPN. That's another guy. And like we said, they didn't make a lot of moves in the trade deadline. Not a lot of teams did that actually are, you know, either experienced teams or teams that are going to try to make a playoff push. We saw the Colts, the Jets, the Cowboys, and the Seahawks kind of be the big movers with getting pieces added to their team. But you do think about what happens if Josh Simmons does come, which I believe he is going to be back for that Broncos game. That is a significant, significant add against a defensive line that can be disrupted, because we saw Nick Benito last night go nuts on that defensive line for the Raiders. We saw that big man, number 99, Allen, do the same thing. Josh Simmons back at left tackle. Suamata Ia getting healthy during the bye week. Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, and then Juwan Taylor, who is going to be fine. He was sick last week, I guess, is what they said the reports were. He's back. And then you have your swing tackle back as well, and Jalen Moore. Then you have another backup as well in Caliendo. So your offensive line is padded for the run that you need to make to get into the playoffs and to become that dominant team again. Plus, you think about the domino effect on all sorts of things. If the defensive line gets more pressure, the linebackers in the secondary play better. If the offensive line can, you know, escape getting pressure to the quarterback, Mahomes plays better, those wide receivers play better. So if they do want to drop the 7 back and only rush 4, that offensive line holds up. That gives Mahomes time, that gives the receivers more time, and then you start seeing that offense play back to the way it was when they were putting up 30 30 30 30.
Well, yeah, it was almost like he played in that game like he didn't have the confidence in his offensive line, right? Like it almost dissipated right in front of our eyes against Buffalo, and I understand that you had a lot of backups in there, but you know, those are the things that can't happen. And I think right now, if you're asking me, like, what's Patrick Mahomes Mahomes' biggest weakness. I think it is, you know, kind of sticking with the game plan and trying to stay in the moment as opposed to trying to get outside of the moment. And as good as Patrick Mahomes is, even when he gets outside the moment, it's not a good situation for any of us. And when he tries to play that hero ball and when he tries to go out there and, you know, kind of, you know, make plays that aren't there, that's when I think this team does get into a lot of trouble. I need Patrick Mahomes to go out there and execute what the plan is and not try to kind of change things on the spot and do those things that he was doing in that Buffalo game, because I thought, you know, him playing hero ball as much as anything affected the way and the outcome of that game. But having your offensive line back gives you that hope, gives you that feeling of security that he needs back there. And I think Patrick Mahomes, as much as anybody, kind of has that PTSD from all these years of that offensive line not being good. And his first kind of instinct is, okay, is this line going to hold up? Am I going to have time? Am I going to be able to make these plays? And so now hopefully you get Josh Simmons back, Jawan Taylor, you know, whatever went on there with the ankle or whatever. He's fine. He's ready to go. You know, another week of rest for your right guard and Trey Smith. This offensive line should be back to the level that we.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
He saw when it was humming and when it was moving there in those three games against the Lions, the Raiders, and Washington. When you had your offensive line doing it and playing it like that, then Patrick Mahomes can go out there and have that kind of success. And so that's what I think. Getting those offensive linemen back and healthy is going to help this team more than anything going forward against this Denver team.
Yeah, and I want to bring up the odds for the playoffs, because some people are saying the Chiefs are still at the top of all of them. They aren't, but they are, if that makes sense. The odds for the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl are +650.
Mm-hmm.
The odds for the Buffalo Bills, who are the favorite right now to win the Super Bowl, are +600. So, yes, they're at the top, but they're not. I mean, it's a very slim margin. For the Chiefs to win, the AFC West is +145. Denver is +105. Mm-hmm. So, give or take there. The game, obviously, they'll probably decide who's in the favorite after this game next Sunday.
Chiefs win this game on Sunday, they'll be the favorite to win the West, probably.
Right. Yeah. Chiefs to win the AFC is +330. The Bills are at +300.
Yeah.
So, again, slim margin. That game, what we think, doesn't really make a whole lot of sense why we get so upset about it every year when they lose, which again, you want to win that game. Obviously, right. This year it was a little bit different because you were going into that game 5-3. You win that game, you're 6-3. Significant advantage over Buffalo. You didn't shift into the favorite.
Yeah.
Mahomes still second in odds to be the MVP. Again, Josh Allen, the favorite. So we can watch this season all year long. According to Vegas, according to Nationals, according to us, we still think somehow, some way, it's going to be Buffalo, Kansas City going into that game to see who's going to go into San Francisco representing the AFC. I truly think that still is par for the course because of what you've seen in Indianapolis when they play teams that are actually decent. When you see Denver's offense in real life, in real time, like a team, again, that you beat 31-0, they just beat 10-7 at home.
At home.
You look at what Buffalo might present in the playoffs. You go on record. If we're going to say the same thing about the regular season where you go into this game and think to yourself, Kansas City always loses this game against Buffalo, well, Buffalo always loses this game against Kansas City in January. Uh-huh. So, again, 5-4, the sky not falling. I know that it's weird when you watch these games and you don't have a game to be played and other teams are, you know, going on. But again, you watch that game last night, you see what the Chiefs have done, and you see what they have. And again, I think this bye week is crucial for guys like Xavier Worthy, Chris Jones, Josh Simmons even, getting back into the rhythm of things and, you know, getting back to that feel of the game. And not only that, but also Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Like, hey, let's spend 2 or 3 days together and dive into what we can do to fix this sort of defense that will try to come out to us and give us a 4-man front and a 7-man drop back. And how can we fix this? How can we kind of develop an offense that can, you know, nip that defense in the bud? Because that is the Achilles heel to this Chiefs team. If 4 guys rush and get to Patrick Mahomes and 7 guys drop back, that PTSD sort of mental block kicks in and we see Patrick Mahomes the way he was against Buffalo. I don't think that'll be the case because I do trust in what Andy Reid can do during a bye week.
Well, and also, too, you need to take that away from Patrick Mahomes, and that comes with running the football. And I know that it's been talked about a lot inside that organization, and they had the ability to run the football, and they were running the football. And then Pacheco gets hurt, and they basically just stopped running the football. They need to do more of that. They need to be more effective, obviously, you know, in the running game. And if that's Rashee Rice being back there as a running back or getting him the ball, you know, in the line of scrimmage, a lateral and moving forward and doing that kind of thing, I'm all for that. I love that kind of aspect that Rashee Rice brings to the table. But that run game has to be more of an element if this offense is going to stay, you know, up on top, producing 30-some points a game, because you have to keep these opposing teams off balance. And the Chiefs just didn't do a good job of that against the Buffalo Bills. They were never kept off balance. Buffalo never had to worry about stopping the run in that game. And in life, when you do stuff, you know, if you're, you know, going out there and you're trying to, you know, take on 2 things at one time, it's hard to put both of your efforts into taking care of both of those. And so if you become a one-dimensional offense, you're making it so much easier for your opposition to say, okay, you're not going to run the football. And if by chance you do on one player, so what? We'll lose a down here. But we're not going to get beat in the pass, and we're not going to give up on the pass until you show us that you can effectively run. And that's why I say it's more about the Chiefs this week and next week than it is about their opponent, because I do believe they are better. That when the game kicks off, they are the best team on the field every single time out. And I would say that against every team in the NFL right now. I still think top to bottom, they are the best. But they have to go out there and start playing like the best. They have to go out there and start doing the things that we've seen them do in the past, where they don't lose games, where they go out there and they find ways to win games. We need some of that magic back from a year ago. And I think they'll get that back. I think it all starts in Denver this, you know, next Sunday for this football team. They finally get to that point where they realize, all right, it's go time now. It's late in the season. It's November. When we get there, you know, next week, we'll be less than 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving, for God's sakes. And so it's like it's go time. There's no more trying to feel themselves out and figure out this or figure out that or anything like that. You've done all of that. You've gotten out to this point of the season. And sometimes you don't turn it on until January. You know, if you're the Chiefs, well, you got to turn it on in November now to make sure you get to January.
And that can be a scary thing.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't know what the Chiefs look like in, you know, I don't want to say panic mode, but in must win mode.
Yeah.
I think we saw a lot of that after that Raiders game on Christmas Day a few years ago when they went 11-6 and won the Super Bowl. After that, it was just like, okay, this guy can't be on the field in Kadarius Toney. Get him off. And I'm going to be, you know, this sort of game manager type quarterback in Patrick Mahomes that he was. Like, hey, if the defense only gives up 17, I just have to score 20. And that was how they went on and won the season and ended up winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That is one, I think, example of when they were that way. This is now going to be a different one where it's like, you are 5-4. You are the one team on the outside looking in because the two teams below you are 3-5.
Mm-hmm.
So really, if you want to give it that comp that I gave it earlier about how we watched the Royals season, like, okay, Colorado's coming to town. win two out of three or sweep them,
right,
and you only win one, it's like you can't do that. That's the Jacksonville game. You've got to have those wins because of where you put yourself earlier on when they had that piss poor month of June, right?
Right.
You had a bad month of September. You went 2-2 in September or whatever that first game in week four was in October. I don't know.
Right.
But again, you get what I'm saying. And now you put this team together, you go into this bye week, you see what Denver has, and you tell yourself, okay, we know their offense can't keep up with our defense. We know that for a fact. We've got to just be that much better on offense than they are on defense, and mm-hmm. what better time to have that during the bye week?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a Patrick Mahomes-led offense can be better than this Denver defense that we're watching out there right now. I mean, yes, they're good defense, but they're also missing Patrick Surtain. I mean, and that's a big loss, and that's one that the Chiefs need to find a way to exploit and find a way to take advantage of in that game against Denver. And also, too, I know we've talked about this for years, but I mean, the short passing game, where has that gone? Like, the one thing that I don't understand is, I'm not saying at any level that I have any more smarts than Andy Reid or anybody like that inside that organization, but I do know how kind of like timing works, you know, and how the clock works and the clock in your head and all that kind of stuff. And if you got a rush coming fast at you, why not get rid of that ball fast? Like the crossing routes across the middle, Rashi Rice on a slant route, get it to him, let him run. Like that needs to be more impactful. They got back onto this whole bombs away thing, you know, where they wanted to air it out and get back to kind of what it was in 2018 or 2019, and they worked for all of these years to work on the intermediate game and the short game and all this kind of stuff, and then they got their new driver out. Now they just want to rip it down the fairway and totally forget that they've mastered their irons, or they mastered their putting game, or they've mastered their short game. They want to go out there and just blast it off the tee and blast it off the tee and blast it off the tee. And they're in the woods, and they're in a lake, and they're in the woods, and it's okay, it's playable, they figure it out. But they forgot that they mastered this intermediate game when they didn't have that deep game. Let's get back to that. Use the mastery of the intermediate game and the mastery of the deep game. Blend all those two things together, and now you've got yourself the perfect offense. But it sure feels like that they just want to go deep and bombs away every single time, and big play after big play after big play. Sometimes it's okay to take the short play, right? You're a golfer. It's okay to lay up every once in a while. You don't need to be on the green in two.
The hell it is.
Right. But it is. It's okay to lay up every once in a while.
I'm here trying to break 90. I'm not going to do that if I don't go. I'm kidding. I know what you're saying. You want the Chiefs to play old man golf.
Yeah. It's okay to play old man golf.
Play
right?
out of the fairway. Your odds are going to be a little bit better if you having a cleaner score, if you're then having to hit a punch shot out of the woods, which is the Jacksonville game.
Which is the 4th and 17 that we saw the other day, right? Like yeah, that play was great and fun. I don't need to be in that situation where you're hoping for a 4th and 17 conversion, right? It's okay to play that short game. It's okay to play that intermediate game. It's okay to hand it off to Kareem Hunt and only get 4 yards, and you know what? Give it to him again, and he gets only 4 yards. Now you're 3rd and 2, and there's nothing wrong with that.
You know what's crazy? I used to feel extremely comfortable, though, with the Chiefs whenever it was like a 3rd and long or a 4th and long, and I knew they could pick that up. I don't know if I can trust that anymore right now.
The long one or the short
the long
one?
Either one right now.
Oh, really? See, I feel I'm all right now with the short game.
Short
I think
game's
they,
nice.
They finally got back to that. But, I mean, the 4th and 17, that conversion, I mean, I still have confidence in them that they can convert. My biggest fear is that they're just trying to do too much and they're not going out there and taking what's given to them. And sometimes you just got to take what's given to you, and that's okay. It's not a sign of weakness or anything like that. If you want to give us the intermediate route all afternoon, fine. You should be picked to death when they do that kind of stuff. Or if they're going to give you the run game, run it to death. Bleed them dry. Take care of business. But sometimes they just want to go over the top and have that fun and forget about the right way to get there, you know?
What's the quote from Happy Gilmore? Shooter, did you see Happy Gilmore drove the par 4 green on the 11th hole? I didn't. Sorry, I was too busy winning. How do you finish again? Dead last?
Yeah. Right, exactly,
Which is interesting because there's a couple of things that just won't hold up. The Pittsburgh Steelers are +7 in point differential, and they're the 4th seed in the playoffs. That's not going to hold up, man. I maybe because their division's in shambles, but again, Baltimore two games behind Pittsburgh. And then you look at Jacksonville. They are -8 in point differential. That doesn't hold up. They again beat the Chiefs, obviously, but they are 5-3. The Chiefs 5-4. Jacksonville will play a game this week. We'll talk about here in about 8 o'clock to talk about what the bye week means for the Chiefs and how they can be a significant win week, even though they don't play. Mitch Holtis again at 7:15, Josh Vernier at 8:20, Sean Smith at 9 o'clock. Full Red Friday. That is not red today because the Chiefs don't play, but on a Friday here. Coming up on the other side, I want to ask this question because we've all done it. There was video of a guy this week stealing something very minute from a restaurant. What's something that you would always steal from, like, a restaurant? It's okay to be honest. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
-5867965. That is the number that we need for you here, because I think we've all done this before. I'm not saying that we're proud of it, but we've all had at least a moment in our life where we've seen something minor at a restaurant and been like, you know what? I'm going to take that home, daddy. Because there was a surveillance footage.
You've seen what at a restaurant?
Something, you know, minute, something small.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Way to clarify that.
That's right. But surveillance footage from a Chicago pizzeria shows a customer who casually was enjoying a slice of za before discreetly slipping a Parmesan cheese shaker into his pocket as if nobody was watching. So that's why we come to the text line, 913-586-7965. Have you ever been in a situation where you've been in a restaurant and been like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and take this? Now, I think the leader in the clubhouse so far in the text line are ramekins.
Yeah,
ramekins. Seen a lot of that.
Yep, yep.
My mom would do that when we would go out to eat. Let's say we went to like Outback Steakhouse, they put the awesome blossom sauce or whatever it is, extra awesome, into the, and she would take that, put it in the to-go box, close it, and then we'd just leave.
Yeah, right.
And then whenever we'd have like, you know, burgers and fries, you want to put the ketchup on your plate, you have the option to get a ramekin and put it in the ramekin,
right,
which is, you know, bougie and wrong that we stole it. But as an adolescent teenager and a young 20-year-old man that didn't want to go to the grocery store and pay for it, every single time I went to Chipotle, almost every single time, not every time, because back then I was going probably like once a week.
Yeah.
The Tabasco Chipotle bottle, that was in my bag.
Mm-hmm.
I would go over and get napkins and a fork, and I would then pick up the bottle, put it in the bag, and then just walk out quick as if somebody passed out, and I'm out the door.
Right, and you're gone. You're just
I'm
out
like,
the
all
right,
door,
see
right? You guys later. Have a good one. I'm like, get in my car, and I have that like adrenaline rush.
Right.
I'm like, congratulations,
somebody
dude.
Yelled cops, and you booked it out there, man.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
You left that poor Tabasco sauce just sitting there, and you got out the store fast yesterday, right?
Yeah.
But I mean yesterday, not yesterday
no,
for
no,
you.
No, that was RFK yesterday.
I'm looking at Chipotle and I'm thinking, who hasn't stolen the Tabasco sauce from Chipotle, right?
And then like, I had a day where I'm like, you know what, a-hole, go buy it, you know? So
yeah.
Now it's like one of those things, because I could never find it in the store, and it's always on like the bottom shelf in like the, you know, the Mexican aisle with like the all that, and I could never find Tabasco. And then finally I was like, oh, there's the holy grail. Green, regular, Tabasco, Chipotle, all
yeah.
this stuff. Mm. But I mean, it was nonstop. It was in my bag. Probably every third visit I go to Chipotle. Now they put the little ramekins there so you could pour it in there and go. Because I'm like, dude, Chipotle has crates of this in the back. They're not going to notice it. And I never took a full one. Always one with like, you know, was open and used. So I was doing my part, per se. But yeah, definitely would steal the Kramer. You ever pocket anything from a restaurant or anything like that?
I mean, say if I'm like at a 54th Street or something like that, if there's like dipping sauces that I want to take home with me, and it's already in like the that little
ramekin.
The ramekin, yeah.
Like I'm putting the full thing,
see?
Just
yeah.
sliding it right into my to go box.
It's probably the most stolen item from restaurants, I would imagine, right?
I mean, I've taken cups before.
Cups and whatnot, mugs and things of that nature.
Some IHOP coffee mugs.
Yeah, some, you know, forks and knives every once in a mm-hmm. while you take and all that kind of stuff. But
taking forks. And
oh my God, yes. I mean, I had one the other day from a restaurant. This is clearly not ours. How did this get in here? I don't know. We must have walked out of the restaurant with it, right?
Jasper's.
Yeah.
I mean, heck, I've taken forks from when I worked at Tee Shots, like
oh,
the forks
yeah.
there, like they had like the ridged, like a golf golf ball. There we go.
Yeah.
And I took those forks all the time.
Okay. So you stole, so everybody is stolen, right? So I was raised by my grandmother, who was obviously the child of the Depression, right? And, and so.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Ah, DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This woman would steal everything. I mean, you knew when grandma went to Wendy's, yellow napkins would appear at the house, right? We never had to buy napkins. We never had to buy sugar. We never had to buy sweet and low. We never had to buy straws. We never had to buy ketchup at our house when I was growing up because my grandmother used to go to all of these places and swipe everything. And she used to do it too, like nobody was looking. She would try to grab the sugar and put it on her lap and roll it up in the napkin and put it in her purse and then come home to my mother and say, here, I've got you all of this sweet and low. And so like my whole life, my grandmother was just stealing from these restaurants. But when you're raised in the Depression and you don't know what's going to happen and you don't know what's going to be next, you go out there and you do whatever it is to survive. And so she still had that up until the day she died. She was stealing sweet and low and stuff off of a table. And I've stolen toilet paper before. I mean, I worked at a radio station that refused to pay. And so I, you know, I did what I had to do to survive. I stole toilet paper from the place. I had no other way to kind of survive. I needed to steal the toilet paper. So I did.
Somebody says forks and Texas Roadhouse knife that says its name on
okay.
it in their
right.
house. Knives from Outback. I mean, I guess Outbacks are closing, so they would let you take
those. They are. 20-some Outbacks are getting shut down now. Yeah, they announced it yesterday. 20-some Outbacks nationwide are being closed. Yeah, terrible.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, and then Denny's is about to be gone.
Yeah.
Whether you believe it or not, Denny's is going to be gone.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen a Denny's around here in forever.
You don't pass that one every day on Shawnee Mission Parkway and I-35?
Nope. No. I go up Metcalf, and I bypass everything.
All right, very
there's
good.
There's a Denny's on Metcalf for now.
For now, there is.
Yeah,
like 103rd
it's
Metcalf.
It's blade. South of here.
Yeah. So, yeah, you don't go that far
down.
I don't go that far down, no.
Yeah,
you're like spec.
Yeah.
But yeah, this company bought Denny's, and basically what will happen is they'll let Denny's tank, but the thing behind it is they want the property. So they'll let the Denny's tank, close it, doze it, and then build something
and build
on that
something
property.
Good out there.
Because you think about where all the Denny's are, most of them are like in a corner spot of like a area that's like a good location, right? Because I think there was one by Kauffman Stadium. That one burned down.
That one burned down.
R.I.P.
Yeah, well, that was not a good location.
No, but I mean, it was right off the highway next to a hotel. I mean, what are you going to do when you're out of town? You need to get something to eat. Pop into Denny's right there,
right.
man.
Grant our Royals game.
Oh, there's a Royals. Yeah, I was just saying, you have a few too many pops at the Royals game. Hey, let's go over to Denny's and get a grand slam.
Need a hot cake.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I covered the Royals basically every game. I would say for a combination of a good 5 to 7 years, right? Once I went to that Denny's and I was out there almost every day. Like, I guarantee you, we'll have Vern on later. I guarantee you he hasn't been to that Denny's hardly ever, right? No, who's going to that thing unless you were staying across the street at, you know, that hotel, the Adams Mark back in the day? Maybe you walked over to Denny's for breakfast and then went to the game or something like that. But I mean, you talk about a terrible location. Oh, God. I mean, people aren't just rolling to that Denny's for the hell of it.
From the 913.
You think they'll build a Denny's at 119th and Nall when they put the new stadium there? Because I'm hearing that's just about done.
No,
so
Denny's are RIP.
RIP.
We're losing Denny's before our eyes.
But what if we call it Denny's and it's named after Denny Matthews and it's a yes. Denny Matthews themed sports bar that we call Denny's at the ballpark, and it's just like great Royals calls and Royals memorabilia, and Denny can pick the menu, and we call it Denny's.
Yes.
Do you think Denny's would sue if we did a Denny's here?
Mm. You just get your bill. No plates to go.
That would be hysterical. Yeah. Every server had to do a Denny impression when they delivered your food, and gone, biscuits and gravy.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be great.
I think they should do it at the, you know, 119th and all, because that's done. So let's get a Denny's in the Ballpark Village out there, man, and make it for Denny Matthews.
Every food item has a story.
Yeah.
Thank you for ordering the Grand Slam. In fact, I remember when Justin Maxwell was in and hit a Grand Slam in the last game of the year off of Joaquin Soria. That was in 2012. Speaking of Joaquin Soria, we do have the Zesty Nachos. Thank you. What's your name? Jenny. Ah, got it. Okay. Yeah. There's a Benny, a Jenny, a Vinny.
Yeah.
That'd be great. That'd be awesome.
Oh, man, it'd be so good. Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're doing Denny's at the new Ballpark Village at 119th and Nall.
Looks to me as if you didn't like your plate. That's a joke. There's nothing left. And gun. Just get him out of there.
He didn't need the gravy.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go to our Rolaids bullpen move of the game. His wife is depressed that he just ate all that food. She's looking for someone else.
Kansas City, you have a hamburger.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations, you finished your chili nachos. You're going to have a significant win. Royals lose 4-1. I'm getting married in less than a week.
I know.
Shout
God. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Hell yeah, Denny.
Nathan tomorrow and then Denny a week from tomorrow. We got weddings, Dusty.
When they ask if anybody has any, like, any objections, I feel like I should just get up and be like, actually, Amy, you're marrying the wrong Denny. I'm right here. He's gone. I'm here. I'm him. I've noticed you've stolen that Cholula bottle. The Royals were stolen from the playoffs 2 years ago when they played the Yankees. And right. So was Bobby Witt Jr. Oh, that's great. That's great. Would you like fries or hash browns? Speaking of hash browns, I feel like that's how he would say it. Hash browns.
Yeah.
God, I love Denny Matthews. I could do that all day. But yeah, sorry about the about Denny's and all reality. But coming up on the other side, Mitch Holtis in about 15, 20 minutes. One sentence described every NFL team at the halfway mark, what the Chiefs one was and what we liked from other teams as well. We'll discuss here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.